Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 475, and in today's episode, actually, it's entitled The Lake Placid Olympic Winter Sports Show, and I'm going to take you up to Whiteface Mountain and on a tooth-chattering trip down the bobsled run. Okay, that's what we're going to do today. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Now, let me just tell you that what I did is I went to Lake Placid, New York, and actually Whiteface Mountain is in Wilmington, New York, but anyway, Lake Placid, we've all heard of it, and that was where, in 1980, the U.S. men's ice hockey team, it was the Miracle on Ice, it was the year that we beat the Russians for the first time, and it was pretty cool, and so I decided to go there and try to experience a little bit about what you will find when you go to Lake Placid. So let's go ahead and listen. All right, so I came upon Nate. He is in the ski and boot rental room. Okay, Nate, this is my first time to Lake Placid, so tell me what I should know, or people should know before they come.
Well, it's a very beautiful area. You should definitely bring your cameras and be prepared to see wonderful acts of nature out there. You should also know that we have one of the best off-site skiing resorts in the area.
So what's that?
Well, we have bobsledding, ice skating, toboggan rides, dog sled rides, cross-country skiing, biathlon. You can go shoot the guns and take the tour. There's the ski jumps facilities. You can watch the people go down the ski jumps. You can go up the elevators to see some of the views from up top there.
You can actually, no, you can't just try that, right?
You can't just try that. No, there's a huge progression to be able to do those jumps.
You have to prove that you've done some of the training?
It starts with 50 jumps off of a 25-meter jump, and then you do 50 register jumps off of the 50-meter jump. And you work your way up to the 100, then to the 120, then to the big boy jumps.
But so if you're not dead yet, you get to go off the top one.
Yeah, they'll let you progress as long as you can stick it several times.
Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't actually done that. They did build a quarter pipe there, and I got to play on the quarter pipe, but I've never actually done any of the ski jumping.
All right, so I interrupted you when you were talking about off-site events. Okay, so go ahead.
That's about all of them.
Okay, so I saw the sleigh rides. I saw the dog sled, ice skating. Didn't know about the one where the cross country where they shoot an arrow, where they shoot a gun.
No, you shoot the actual 22 guns, just like in a biathlon event. So it's cross country skiing and then a shooting competition, and then you get to go through that whole tour. And that's at the Mount Van Hovenberg venue. That's probably why you didn't see it. It's just out of town on the right.
Okay, so people can sign up to do that.
Mm-hmm. And they can also bobsled there and try a real bobsled track.
I'm actually signed up for that.
Okay, so you'll be going to that facility soon and get to check that out. It's very fun. It's very exciting.
Okay, so tell me about this. It's called Whiteface Mountain?
This is Whiteface Mountain. We have had the Olympics here twice in 80 and 32. We have some of the most diverse terrain in the east. We have the most vertical drop in the east coast, this side of the Rockies. Our mountain is always challenging and always fun, but we have a great terrain to learn on as well. That's what I mean by diversity in our mountain.
Okay, yeah, I went on what you guys call the Bunny Hill. It was kind of an intermediate hill compared to back in Ohio.
Yes, back in Ohio, I would say that you would run into that a little bit.
I couldn't believe how long it took me to get up the hill on the lift, and then I thought, uh-oh, I have to come down somehow, and it's usually just sliding on your butt.
Is that what you did?
I went up the white, or the facelift.
Facelift, yep, and there's intermediates and greens from there.
Right, right, and I made it, I didn't break anything. So, so I saw they had what looked like a slalom course up there, too.
Yeah, well, we have many races here all throughout the year. We have World Cup certified races, and we have a bumps and jumps special that people might have seen on TV.
No, what's that?
It's a mogul competition that is done here every year, and it's for the mogul competitors to make it to the Olympics, or it's a certified race, so if you do well here, you can get qualified to do other big races as well.
Okay, now the ski patrol, they all have a white cross on their jackets. Mm-hmm. Do they have certain medical training? Are they primarily focusing on broken bones, which I was afraid that was what I was going to do today, or do they have other injuries? What do you guys see?
Our patrol, well, my patrol, because I am on patrol, we have an OEC certification and two-man rescuer CPR.
Okay.
And we also, of course, have to be able to ski.
Well, wait a minute. You have the snowmobiles.
We do, but we need to be able to ski. A lot of snowmobiles won't fit, like in our gladed area, so we still have to get to you if you get hurt off-trail. And we have a lot of off-trail opening.
Okay. Any tooth injuries, facial injuries, head injuries?
You'll see it all from a splinter in the buttocks to full-blown cardiac arrest.
A splinter in there behind? There's a lot of padding to get for that to go through. That sounds like a small 2x4 if it made through that.
It happens.
It does?
Believe it or not, yes. Sometimes we don't even have to respond to injuries. We just will go look for the lost wedding ring.
Oh, or you go laugh at the person with the splinter in their butt.
Or, yes, right. Anything can happen here. It's hard to be surprised after almost 20 years.
Okay, so now you also work in the ski shop. And so you tune up skis for people that race?
For race or just general customers. Also, all of our rentals we take care of. We are always tuning skis. At this particular mountain, edges come in very, very helpful.
Yeah, I found that out. I'm using rentals. Maybe that's why I couldn't turn as well as I'm used to. I used to have my own skis.
Well, that's always rule number one. Blame the equipment.
It is, of course. It's working for me. But no, I had an injury. I almost needed neck surgery. It had nothing to do with skiing or ice skating. But after I recovered, I don't know, 3-4 months later, I thought, where's my hockey gear? My wife said, honey, I threw that away a long time ago.
I threw it away 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah. Apparently she threw away my skis, too.
Maybe she's smart.
She probably is. She didn't really want me to come and do this, especially the bobsled run, because of, you know, you can wrench your neck and stuff. But she relented, so I better not wrench my neck.
No, I don't think you will. The helmets are a little heavy, but they're also there for a reason.
So if somebody is coming to Lake Placid, actually, this is Wilmington, right?
This is technically Wilmington, but...
Wilmington, New York, but we all think of it as Lake Placid.
Mm-hmm. It's so. The region.
Okay. What's your season? When does it start? When does it end? You guys have snow quite a while?
We open Thanksgiving, and we end on Easter is our targets.
Pretty much Thanksgiving to Easter, and I see you make snow, even though I didn't think you'd have to make snow, but you still make it?
Yes, we will always make snow. It's good for a base, and it helps us get through the end of the year, because our snowmaking actually stops this week sometime.
It does. Why is that? Because you don't need to.
No, the water restrictions to protect the trout. So we have to follow the environmental cares rules, and they want us to stop. Spawning starts, and the fish start moving, and we need to respect that.
Okay, make sure there's enough water for them to go back to the spawning grounds.
Mm-hmm. And do their thing.
Awesome, very good. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. It was nice to meet you.
Same here. If you're ever in Columbus, Ohio, stop in.
Will do. Don't think I'll go skiing, though.
No. All right, we're going to go to a break right now, and when we come back, you're going to hear me going down the bobsled run.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 475. And today, we are in Lake Placid, New York, bringing you an Olympic Winter Sports Spectacular. In about 8 minutes, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. So you may want to get your phone ready by typing in the phone number, 614-459-9769.
All right, so we're about to go down the bobsled run, and our driver here is Chris, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how'd you get to do this? How do you get to be the driver?
I came out here, applied for a job. They taught me how to do this, professional. Taught me how to do it, and here I am doing it for you folks.
So this is the same type of a run that we would go down in the Olympics, right?
Yes, only half of.
Half the distance.
Half the track, about 55 miles an hour. You have a driver brakeman with you, about 11 curves, a lot of fun.
Okay. Lots of screaming, I guess?
Sometimes. Some passengers scream a lot. Sometimes the brakeman. You never know.
Now, I understand that the other, the one that was used in 1980, they don't use anymore because of the sleds were sliding out or, like, flying out?
As the evolution of the sport moved, progressed, it's too fast for the modern sled. They'd be hitting over 100 on that now. This is more modern, more up-to-date for the modern sleds, for the better push starts. This is a better track overall.
Okay, and can you actually steer these things, or are you just holding on for dear?
I'm steering. I'm bringing you down safely. You guys are just hanging on and sitting up straight. Enjoy the ride, and me and the brakeman do the rest.
Okay, sounds like fun. Let me get my helmet on, and we're going to go for it, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're getting instructions now. We're getting ready to go down the bobsled run. It's myself, my two daughters, Mindy and Heather, and then there's the driver, Chris, in front, and then the brakeman behind. I don't know his name. Okay, here we go. We're getting ready. Brakeman's pushing us, going down a straightaway. Slight left turn. Sharp right turn. We have a cover over us now. Still covered. Back out in the open straightaway. Left turn, undercover. Right turn, undercover. Left turn, undercover. Right turn, sharp right turn. Straightaway. Oh, big line. Oh, now we're going left. Sharp left, sharp left. This is awesome. Now we're going right. Oh, well, now we're going left, right, left. Another, oh, we're going to straight. Another right turn. We're slowing down. Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. I want to do it again.
All right, so I am with Tony Carlino. He is the general manager of the Olympic Sports Complex, and we are in Lake Placid. And so, Tony, how long have you been associated with this bobsled run?
My first trip down the bobsled run was in 1973.
1973, 3 years before you guys hosted the Olympics here.
Well, 7 years before the Olympics.
Yeah, I can't add. I'm just testing you.
7 years before the Olympics. So I came up for a long weekend and never went home.
Seriously? You moved here after that?
Yeah, I was a full-time resident in Lake Placid by the end of 74, 75.
Wow. So were you ever on the bobsled team? Or?
I was on the U.S. team for 12 years.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so which Olympics then?
Well, I was an alternate in 76 and 84.
Okay. Very cool. So tell me about this run. This is not the one that they used in the Olympics that we just did, right?
That's right. The 1932-1980 track, somewhat like the Brickyard in Indianapolis, time and technology went beyond the capacity of the track. So we had a choice to either shut bobsledding down or build a new track. And in 1999-2000, Governor Pataki found the money to help us build a new bobsled track in Lake Placid.
Awesome. What does it run? I'm just curious, or do you not know? How much does it cost?
Well, we were given $25 million.
$25 million? Okay. I imagine if you wanted to build one today, it'd be more than that, though.
Well, that's right. As an example, the track in Sochi cost almost 400 million euro.
Wow, and that's at a time when their money was worth more than ours, right?
Well, that's less than 20 years, 15 years difference. And it's certainly the track in Torino, the track in Whistler, all were far, far more expensive than ours.
Is that because of all of the cooling technology that's available? What changes? And by the way, is the track always the same or is it different in each venue?
Oh, the tracks are all different around the world, and the cooling techniques are different around the world. Certainly the weather is different around the world, and that is what the methodology for refrigerating or cooling the track is hinged on.
Okay, so then you kind of can have home field advantage if you are hosting the Olympics. Your team, can you design the course to suit your team?
Well, the U.S. team trains here. This is the home of U.S. bobsledding in Lake Placid. So certainly our athletes have a leg up, just like the German athletes do on the German tracks. And year after year, our athletes perform very, very well, winning a lot of medals on this track.
So how often is this track in use by the actual Olympic bobsled team?
Well, we have our Olympic team trials or the national team trials in October when we open. They come back and train several times before Christmas, and then after the World Cup is over, the national teams and the development teams gather here for national championships in March.
Okay, so a lot of their training is not actually on the track then, is it?
Well, we have the United States Olympic Training Center here. The athletes live there year-round. They train year-round in Lake Placid, and certainly when they go out on tour, they can't be in Lake Placid. But our development program is very strong, and we're a feeder system for the development teams and the national teams.
Okay, so they train, they run, they do, they go to the gym, they do all kinds of stuff to get strength and to get honed in, correct?
Well, sure, and it's all very scientific today. The training center with the sports medicine and private trainers, certainly these athletes are far advanced from my time.
So what would the prototypical bobsled driver, or not just driver, but participant be? Is there a certain size, like in football, they want the wide receivers to be 6'3", and they want the defensive backs to be about 6 foot. What do we have for bobsled?
Well, bobsledders go anywhere from 6 feet tall to 6'6" tall, anywhere from 95 kilos to 120 kilos. So certainly there's some big boys in the sport of bobsled. So they're enormous compared to the old times because there are weight restrictions for sled and team. But with the new composites, the sleds can meet the minimum weights very easily and still be very strong and safe.
Okay, so you can have heavier participants because the bobsled itself is lighter. And so is it better to have big, tall guys, or would a short guy like me be a good member of the team?
Well, if all the numbers were equal, I'd take the big guy.
Okay, I think we hear that a lot, don't we, in sports?
Certainly. You know, and size matters.
Okay. All right. Now, do you guys ever have to deal with injuries?
Well, we have a medical team in place all the time during our training and during our tourist programs. And during international races, we have two ambulances on site. Naturally, the health and well-being of the athlete is our primary concern.
Okay, now as I went down the run, I noticed it really didn't jar me all that much. I was thinking, I'm a dentist, so I was wondering if they needed to wear mouth guards, that sort of thing, but didn't really feel like there was a need, is there?
Well, I'll use myself as an example. In my time, we didn't have mouth guards, and lots of my teeth are cracked and falling out now, many years later.
So you're thinking it would have been a good idea.
It would have been a great idea to have a mouth guard in my time. So, and again, you took the ride from the halfway point in a sled that would be going a little bit slower. You probably hit 50 to 55 miles per hour, where the sleds from the racing starts would be doing 85 miles per hour.
Almost twice what I just did.
Almost twice, and going twice the distance.
Yeah, for twice as long. Okay, mouth guard's definitely a good thing. All right. Well, hey, Tony, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We had an awesome time, and I'm going to encourage my listeners to come out and check this out for themselves.
Thank you very much. It was great having you here.
Bye-bye now.
In a minute, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but before we do, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. The winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So go ahead and type this number into your phone. It's 614-459-9769. The question is, according to Tony Carlino, the general manager of the Olympic Sports Complex, A, you should wear a mouth guard while riding a bobsled down the track, or B, you don't need to wear a mouth guard while riding a bobsled down the track. Okay? And again, the number to call, 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Denise, Ed, John, and Tanya. And over the break, we flipped the dice, and it came up Ed. Hey, Ed, how are you today?
Pretty good, young man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Yes, I think all of the above. Lake Placid is a beautiful area.
Okay, let me ask you real quick. The question was, should you wear a mouth guard while bobsledding or not?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Because without it, you don't have dentures you have to worry about.
That's right. That's right. All right, Ed. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling. Stay on the line. We need to get your information so we can send you those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You are very welcome. All right, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode 475. Today we are bringing you, like Ed said, a show from Lake Placid, New York. We're calling it the Olympics Winter Sports Spectacular. Anyway, this next segment, we're going to be talking to a woman where I stayed. I stayed at an Airbnb, and we also went to her restaurant, so let's talk to Suna. All right, so I am at the Breakfast Club, and I'm with one of the owners, whose name is Susan. Susan what?
Susan Berkowitz.
Susan Berkowitz, and you co-own this with?
Heather LaPere.
Heather LaPere. And so the Breakfast Club is a restaurant that, what, you specialize in breakfast, and then you also serve lunch, or what?
We specialize in breakfast, and we do breakfast all day. We also do lunch. Our primary goal when we opened the restaurant was to, what we said, expand the expectations of what breakfast and lunch can be by incorporating breakfast items into everything, including lunch, including dinner, including appetizers, always having something breakfasty, whether it be maple syrup or bacon or eggs, whatever it is.
Okay. Okay. Now, how long have you guys had this business?
We're in our fifth year.
Fifth year? Okay. And how did you and Heather meet? I mean, are you high school friends, or how did that work?
No, we actually worked together. I was up here just waiting tables trying to figure out the next step in my life. I had been a senior general manager of a restaurant chain in California for a long time and vowed never to go into the restaurant business again. And Heather was waiting tables and managing the Big Mountain Deli, and she does television production for FBT bobsled sports television. And she came up with the idea and said, I want to open up a restaurant called The Breakfast Club, and I want to serve breakfast all day, and I want you to help me do it. And I crazily said yes.
Wow. Now, you came from California to Lake Placid. That's quite a weather change, quite a temperature difference.
Well, I grew up in New York City.
Okay, that helps.
Yes, and I spent my summers up here as a child and all growing up. And then I ended up in California for about 15 years, and I moved back east to be closer to my family. And I ended up here, and it was completely by accident that I stayed. I didn't mean to do it, but now I'm stuck here.
Well, it looks like a really nice place to be stuck. So tell me about Lake Placid. What am I missing by not living here?
Well, it's a beautiful small town that actually has a lot to offer that's different than the rest of the small towns in the Adirondacks.
How's that?
Well, we have some really talented restaurateurs, some really talented chefs in the area. There is an extraordinary amount of theater and music in the area. The Saranac Lake High School has an extraordinary music program and produces some wonderful, wonderful musicians. So there's concerts all year long. There's a lot of professional musicians that come from outside of town to play here as well. The winter sports in the area is fantastic, but the busiest time of the year is actually the summertime.
Really? I would not have expected that. What goes on in the summer?
Well, yeah, everybody thinks that it's a winter town because of the Olympics, but in the summer is when 70% of the tourists come to Lake Placid, and the other 30% come the rest of the year. In the summertime, it's boating and hiking and kayaking. You've got the 46 peaks, fishing, and just lots of families taking week-long vacations and spending time together. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place to be in the summer.
Are there campgrounds around here?
There's a lot of campgrounds all surrounding Lake Placid, but also even further out, if you go towards like Blue Mountain Lake, if you go, you know, up towards Montreal, they're all over the place, and there's so many lakes, and it's just a gorgeous place.
Okay, because I came in my rolling studio. It's 52 feet, and I haven't seen very many flat areas or big enough areas that I could pull off the road.
Well, flat is difficult, yes. But there are quite a few campgrounds. I'm sure if you call around, you'll find some place to park your bus.
Okay, now we met another way, and that is you own a Airbnb vacation rental. Is that the best description?
It is. Heather and I, we decided that was another piece of business that we wanted to go into together. So we found a rundown house, and with the help of my very talented husband, Robin, we completely redid it and remodeled it and custom made all of the beds and the furniture, and we love it. It's just beautiful.
So this is your first one?
This is our first one. It's hard work, I'll tell you. Renting a vacation rental, it's hard work because you want to make sure that your guests are happy, and it takes time to make sure that they are.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I have some rentals, but I don't have to go there every week to check on things. And, of course, we discovered we're staying there, by the way, if you hadn't put two and two together. But we couldn't find the one remote, and you gave us one, and it turns out we still haven't found the other remote, but the one you gave us is working just fine.
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
So how do you get registered with Airbnb?
That's actually really easy. You just go onto the website and put up photos and describe your listing. You have to maintain certain rates as far as how quickly you respond to guests and whether or not you get good reviews. So you can't have a shack, you know.
Okay. Does anybody from there come and check it out first, or they go basically on reviews?
They go on the reviews and they go on the photos.
Okay.
Obviously, if your photos don't match the property, your reviews will reflect that.
All right, so how would somebody, if they wanted to specifically search out the one we're staying in, your B&B, how would they find it? Is there a way to specifically look for yours?
There is a way. We actually gave it a name to make it easier, and we call it Fox Hollow on Sentinel.
Fox Hollow on Sentinel, that's where I'm staying, and it might be where you want to stay when you come to Lake Placid. And you rent it out all year round?
We rent it all year round, and I guess that's it.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, we're donating a bottle opener because we didn't find one and we saw a note, and so we're going to leave one behind. So now you have one.
Oh, I appreciate that. That was next on my list to do when you guys left town.
So we're going to trade you a remote for a wine bottle opener.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sue. Hey, thanks so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it. Both the, tell me again the name of it.
Fox Hollow on Sentinel.
So both Fox Hollow and Sentinel are awesome, and the Restaurant Breakfast Club. So if you guys come to Lake Placid, check them out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So Lake Placid is a really neat little town, and there is so much to do and see. I'm surprised I hadn't been there yet, so you might think I'm getting paid by their local visitors bureau to do this show, but I'm not. I just had fun, and I think it's a great place. So yeah, if you are thinking about a trip, either in the winter or summer, you might want to consider going there. So, and as we mentioned, I mean, it's kind of neat because right out front, one morning I looked out and there were these Olympians jogging by, you know, because they live there year-round. So there's all this training going on. And you have something I didn't mention. I got a picture of it, but you can't really tell in these pictures that are showing on the video. And that is they had this outdoor speed skating track. It's a 400-meter track. And you don't find that. It's very hard for speed skaters to find where they can train, because a regular hockey rink is not big enough. And so, and here the people are just skating outside, and it's part of a high school. It's just really neat. And so the quaint little town, my wife and daughters went, you know, shopping and all that. And so I think you'll really like it. Okay, looks like that is all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week when we will have COSI astrophysicist Paul Sutter. And tune in every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.